another episode of
Homo Sapiens. What's up? What's up, my Homo Sapiens? How you doing, Joe? You good?
Dude, I am on fire tonight.
You good? Yo, hey, Joe Timberland on the beat.
Right?
You added something to that.
I did.
There was a little spice there.
We're gonna keep adding it. So
I love the intro, man.
Yes.
We got to freestyle over that intro for the people. You got to do it for the people.
It hits.
Yo, it's really good, though.
It is.
You're really good at that,
man. All right,
man.
I appreciate that.
I like that surprise.
Making me feel like Eminem over here, man.
Someone get this man a record deal.
I know, really. We're about to start a rap song over here.
super producer. All right, man. So how's your week? Your week's good?
Dude, my week's been great. I can't complain. I'm blessed.
That's good,
I'm alive,
man.
And now we're at the favorite part where we get to talk about the real shit that goes down in this world.
Yes, let's do it.
So just to clarify, we covered a lot last week.
We did, man.
So walk me through that.
Okay, man.
We talked about.
We went over Antarctica, man. We started talking about the theories and the myths and the about Antarctica. We talked about the bleeding ice. We talked about
the bleeding ice because we don't know what causes that.
They really don't know. They think they have an idea.
But don't science.
It has something to do with like iron.
Right. But don't science
and pressure.
Theories, don't science theories change?
They're just science theories are just theories. That's it. It's not fact. They're just theories. So there's plenty of theories on that.
Right.
But we also talked about the singing ice.
We
talked about the deep underground lakes beneath the ice, which actually sustain ecosystems.
Yeah, they could do that because where there's an ecosystem, it's got
there's life, baby.
They're swarming with life.
That's the whole point.
That's what it's going through.
That's the whole point. We talked that we even tapped in on about the Nazis and their obsession with Antarctica, you know, and the secret base.
The rumors of the secret base. We sent a fleet down to Antarctica. Why did we send that many ships in an aircraft?
Exactly.
Carrier?
What was it like?
It seems like there was
40,
a threat.
It was like 5,300, I believe.
Yeah, it was
service members.
4,000 to 5,000, something
around
that.
It was crazy.
Yeah. So why did we send a fleet?
Yeah, you don't send a whole fleet for an expedition.
Right.
That,
was there
makes
not
no
a threat?
Sense.
Was there not a threat going on?
I definitely think so, man. I definitely 100% think so.
Either the Nazis must have been down there, or there is something else down there that they don't want us
well,
to know.
Well, the Nazis had interest in it long before we did.
They did.
We only started going because of them, you know? Because America's not going to let you outdo them. No, they're there. Oh, I'm going to go see why they're going.
Well, that's one thing you notice, that America always has to compete.
Yes.
It has to... What is it like? Be number one when it comes to the thing. I mean, we were the first to the moon that we know of.
Yeah, so we're gonna have a. That's for another episode.
Right. that is for another.
That's
episode.
For another episode.
Right. If we go to the moon.
Paramount.
Yeah. That's
we're gonna talk about Paramount Studios, MGM.
Right. Because maybe NASA's. Maybe man. If you think about it, NASA makes. Billions of dollars a year, just
well,
probably.
Well, they don't make no money. They're given money.
Right.
Pretty
much.
They don't make.
I mean, they do make a little from the Kennedy Space Center.
A real little.
Right. Well, compared to the stuff that they're spending. But remember, now that we have SpaceX, they're taking up half of the exploration, which I'm like blown away because now we have more than one giant telescope and out.
I think that's
Earth.
Just awesome that you have. You know, outside companies other than the government exploring space.
Honestly, it makes me feel a little safer.
It makes me feel a lot better.
Yes, it does. Because now,
you know what I mean? Maybe we might get some real answers.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Because now who's also got their own rocket? Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. I still don't believe Elon Musk shot a car in this space.
I
still don't believe
that.
You got to convince me, yo.
I do believe that. Because it's got the Roadster. It's a small car.
It looked crazy. But did you see that picture?
Of course, the fake astronaut suit and everything. I think that's great. That's probably like the best advertising that you can go down that road for. I mean, everyone in the world saw that, you know. And
I think that's
just
hilarious.
Stuff like that just makes me seem like, oh, okay, yeah, maybe we are actually in space rather than having to question it.
Yes,
I mean,
but
the government
lies
to us all
the
time. What's stopping them from lying?
Because there's space and then there's outer space, right?
Are you in my space?
All the time, Joe.
That's right.
All the time.
That's
as
right.
Much
You'll
as
be
I,
the top
as much as I can.
On MySpace too. Right.
Right. So shout out to MySpace.
Right. So they
R.I.P.
We found out about MySpace and then they took the space and made it face. And they made it Facebook. That's what
oh, shit. I see what you just did there.
I know. That's what
I
they
see
did
what
those.
You.
Oh, where's our tinfoil hat?
Right? Oh, where's the tinfoil hat? Hey, what's that tinfoil hat?
Yeah,
there
okay.
you go.
Putting it on.
Putting on the tinfoil hat, baby. Okay. Oh, nah, man. But yeah, just staying on topic, man. We're going to go into just more theories about Antarctica, man. One of the things that definitely came to attention in mind is the connection between Egypt and Antarctica.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because when I say the connection between Egypt and Antarctica, I could say that about Mexico, Peru, Brazil, yeah. India, China. You know, like, is it our connection to them or their connection to us or... Just it was all going on at that same time because pyramids, for some reason, are exclusively connected in conversation with Egypt. When in fact, I believe North America has the most. North America has the most pyramids in the world.
Because think about all the Aztec
yes.
was going on over
yes.
here.
The the Aztecs,
you know,
and the Mexico
all
in
Mexico,
they built
and we're talking
the
about
most.
The continent, not just
yes.
the country. The
yeah, yeah,
continent
no, no, the
con-
well, right. North America is not a country.
Right. Well,
yeah.
I just want to make sure
yeah.
people who are listening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a continent. Yeah.
Right.
But the continent of North America has the most pyramids in the world.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And they say we have the biggest pyramid in North America. They say is in Tennessee. It's called the Mounds.
It's called the Mounds.
The Mounds, yeah.
You know what
it's
else?
It's in Tennessee.
You know what else kind of pyramid is in Tennessee?
What?
Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, they do have a pyramid.
Right.
There.
They
Maybe
do.
It's because of the Mounds. Oh, snap. Bass Pro's an awesome place, by the way. It's a great store.
It's so much fun to go.
I really like that store, man. I don't care if you're not a fisherman or a hunter. There's so much stuff in there.
Oh, there's got plenty of camping.
It's beautiful, man. It's cool.
Nice smoker, go to Bass Pro.
Yes.
Speaking of that business, Najee, weren't you telling me that if you gave the viewers a specific code,
yes,
you could get 10% off
I did.
Your store?
Yes, I remember. I believe I was saying it when I was high, but I'm gonna stick to my word.
Okay.
Because I'm a man. Damn it. So, if you guys come into PSL Smoking Vape, you say, Homo Sapiens PSL Smoking Vape, you will get 10% off of any purchase in the store.
10%?
10% off. Matter of fact, just come in and say, Homo Sapien.
Oh.
Just yell that at me.
Homo Sapien.
Homo Sapien.
And the louder you say
you
it,
get, the louder
more.
You say it.
The more
you might get, the more you might get.
Okay.
The more you might get, you gotta.
The more you might get.
Now, if you listen, follow, and subscribe, you get 25. Oh, I'm taking that back.
Yes.
20% off. The five matters.
Oh.
20% off. You
okay.
gotta count the pennies, man.
Yeah.
The pennies. That.
The taxes.
But
man.
That's still. I'll double it up. 20%
off.
20% off. If you come in, you subscribe, you listen, you follow, 20%
right.
off. Almost
Sapiens. Prove to us that you subscribe to our Spotify and that you're following us on social media, okay?
Exactly.
Definitely. So we were talking
about... the pyramids and the connections.
Right.
So Antarctica recently, well, not recently, the first pyramid was discovered around 1935 in Antarctica. And more so in 1970s, they started finding more and more, and they contribute that to global warming. Recently, actually, up until 2016, in the Ellingsworth Range of Antarctica, they found a cluster, actually, of pyramids together.
In Antarctica.
In Antarctica. Like, in a certain form, too, because, you know, they didn't do anything. Everything they did had a purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing
oh,
was on accident.
Totally.
So the shapes
and
of
was,
the clusters.
It was perfection.
Yes, it was shown that these were placed in a certain way, a certain style, And they weren't like at the beginning. They just thought that they were mountains.
Right.
But because of global warming, the ice is melting. More and more pyramids are starting to show up, and you know they actually believe that Antarctica might have more pyramids than North America, but they actually don't know currently how many pyramids are.
It's gotta be under the ice.
Yes, they said it's under the ice. Majority of it is probably under the ice, but the rate that they're finding them, and the amount in the distance and how close they are to each other.
Yeah.
They're assuming that Antarctica might have the most, which is real interesting because the Egyptians and we talk about the Egyptians mostly with them, but if they're all over the place, they all had to be using them for the same reasons, right? To absorb energy,
right?
To use, and they had healing chambers in there. They had chambers that allowed them to connect spiritually.
And these pyramids,
they had all kinds. They're massive.
They're so huge.
All kinds of different rooms, all different purposes.
That's why they're in the top 10 wonders of the world. Because first off, we don't even know how the hell they built these things.
Yes.
Because according to our science and our math and how we build buildings, these pyramids must have took over 100 or 200 years just to build because of how heavy they were and that they lacked technology.
I doubt it.
But how the heck can someone be in...
That's not true.
Can organize a construction flow for 200 years?
You know, I believe that we are the primitive builders, honestly. Honestly, we are the primitive builders.
Like forgotten technology?
Yes.
Because
our buildings don't mean anything. They don't have a purpose. Everything they did back then had a purpose.
Right.
It was for something.
Well,
they moved it to where the sun was shining and catch the entire room.
I think our society,
like, that's a lost art.
I think our society has always been more based off of an economy and a market.
Oh, 100%.
Everything's for sale.
Yep.
Everything.
Everything.
A service, an item or a product. I mean, even entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not free. Even to listen to Spotify, you gotta buy what? A smart device.
Nothing's free.
Nothing's free. We based all our stuff off of the dollar, while they probably based all their stuff off of the more scientific and religious fact.
Spiritual.
That you know, that we have better technology for better purpose.
Yeah.
And part of that was either scattering across the globe, thinking that Earth is bigger than what it is, and then or leaving the planet. I mean, it makes so much sense to think that, you know, if we didn't personally build it, then something else has, or we just forgot the technology. Those are the two options. Did we build them and forget how to build them, or did we build them and someone
I think
gave
we
us
definitely
the blueprints
built
them. To build them?
I think someone gave us the technology, helped us out, but we definitely built them.
Because
you know why we built them? Because
they're
all over the place.
Right.
It's impossible that we didn't build them.
Right.
All over the place.
And especially now that society is growing. There's what, 8 billion people on Earth?
8 billion and counting.
Dude, that's crazy. So there's only going to be so much more areas where we can, you know, actually live on top of.
You think so?
Well, yeah, because we're starting to cover the planet with so many people that the hiding areas are becoming less dense.
Well, here's the thing.
How many people got to live in America until they got to start taking Area 51 and be like, all right, listen, you got to make it smaller. We got too many people here.
I think a long time.
Right.
Because if you've ever driven across the middle of America, there is a lot of land out there.
Yeah. There's definitely tons of land. But how
this
much of that
space,
land...
What it is we're just all living on top of each other.
How much of that land is living? That's the question.
A lot of it.
We
got to
have
most of
more
it.
People comes more farming. We got to have land for farming.
We have to adapt.
Yeah.
I mean, and we waste a lot of food.
But that also
makes tons of food.
Oh, we waste way too
we
much.
We waste more food than we actually consume, which is crazy. So I don't think that's a big problem.
No, I don't think that's the issue. The issue is that as we're naming all these things, I think that we are also being lied to the whole time.
Of course.
Because our physiology of our eyes cannot see how we have certain species living among us.
Oh, that's interesting. Like how there's certain colors we can't see.
Right, and apparently how there's like, you know what I mean? Like what do we see?
So what
we
you
see
think?
The physiology of our eyes is what we want to be normalized. So if something's not normal, then we're not meant to see it. So that's why it's almost kind of like that Men in Black scene when Will Smith walks out. And after he's been in that one chamber
thing.
Yeah,
he had the experience. Now he can see.
Right. So now he's starting to open his eyes. Like, oh, wait a minute. You know, those people on those bikes.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
Or like when he didn't step on the cockroach.
Right.
And it thanked him.
La cucaracha.
It thanked him. Mighty decent of you.
Right. Thank you for not stepping on me, sir.
No, that's very interesting. So with that being said, do you think that there's an alien species hiding out or living in Antarctica?
I think, honestly, from what we've heard and from what different theorists have said, that there's approximately anywhere between 47 to 50 species that are humanoid walking among us on this planet.
Yes.
And that's why we go back to the physiology of our eyes. We just don't see it. You know, it's almost, I forget the name of this movie, but in the
they have to be having some sort of dress ups, costume,
right,
something.
But in the 1980s, this movie was created where this man who was just a simple construction worker found a pair of sunglasses.
Yes, I remember that movie.
Right?
God, what's the name?
I can't think of the name, but the guy with the sunglasses realized that it would allow him to see what all the other species of aliens look like. And no one believed him until he finally found a company that could mass produce these sunglasses and give it to everyone who was actually human. And when they all saw, they all realized half of their society was actually not even from planet Earth. Isn't that mind-blowing?
Yep. It is. I think I'm trying to see. Let's see. I remember this movie.
I'm going to try. Something with the sunglasses.
Bloody Disgusting? No, that's not right.
No, I think John Carpenter's They Live.
Yes, They Live.
They live among us, people.
Yes, they live.
If you have to stay true, get your tinfoil hats, follow us on social media, and let us walk you and guide you through the world.
Yo, that was a good movie.
That
was a good movie.
That really was. It's one of those classics.
Yes.
They Live. John Carpenter's
Their faces look crazy.
Oh, of course. But you do not think that that's how that could be happening right now?
Hell yeah.
Of course.
100%.
You are Homo sapien, right?
Yes. Are you a Homo sapien?
I'm Homo sapien. That makes us...
Homo sapiens!
Oh, that's great.
Yo, man, that was a good movie, man.
That was an extremely good movie.
You know what? Next episode, we're going to get together a list of cool 80s movies. Alien movies y'all gotta check out, man.
Are there any documentaries that you also like?
You know what? I'm an Ancient Aliens guy,
dude,
man.
Dude, I was just
I love Ancient Aliens.
I know people that are way obsessed with that stuff, too.
I love that show.
They get behind on
They get
everything.
Deep. They get
they
deep,
get
man.
Deep in it. They get deep in it. Not like us. We get high in it.
Yeah.
They get deep in it. We
get
high
deep in it.
It,
man.
That's how
I really like that show, man.
Yeah, man. So, but as I was saying, that they're saying supposedly 47, between 47 and 50 species, humanoid species from different planets living here among us.
I believe that. And you know
right.
which one?
One of
the species I believe is definitely one.
Hold on. Let me guess. One of the species that you believe
is an alien that's living among us.
From Naboo?
No.
Is it Jar Jar Binks?
No. Octopus.
Oh.
I believe octopus
cuttlefish.
Are, yes, the
yes,
cuttlefish.
The cuttlefish.
I believe they are an alien species that are from here.
They're freaky looking.
They're freaky
I don't care
looking.
What
they're
says. They are freaky
highly
looking.
Intelligent.
Too smart. They can open cans.
They can do
in jars.
They
to
can
get food
change
out of
their
them.
Skin tone to match camouflage. They can fit into any hole, small or big, as long as their
beak
can
them,
fit
if
in
the
through
beak
it.
Fit, right, if the beak
their whole
it,
head and body can fit
oh, that's
through.
Crazy.
They eat,
that's so mind-blowing.
They eat things that are like three times their size. Yeah, I think that they are deaf. And I really think they know what the hell we're talking about. Like when we see them, I think they have telepathic.
I think they
have telepathic abilities.
Oh yeah,
man.
Totally. They got to.
Yeah. Octopus are freak. They're scary, man.
They're a little freaky.
Have you
looking.
Ever seen one? They're scary.
I have seen one. I've seen one right here on the Fort
Bro,
Pierce
they're
Inlet.
Terrifying. When they move across that sand, they walk crazy. They move super fast in that water. Yeah, man, they're just wild. I remember one time I was on a boat, and we had caught one, actually. And it was real quick. Like, we didn't even really catch it. It just came up real quick. Yeah. It was attached to the fish. It spat,
they're fast.
And it just took off.
Fast swimmers.
It took off so
really
fast. And it was the first time I really seen them shoot that ink. Like, I thought that was a myth.
Dude, you
it's
know
not a myth. They shoot ink.
Dude, oh, yeah, totally.
So all right. So what other species you might think?
I'm thinking
alien species walking among us.
I think there are species that I think are more intelligent than what we give them credit to.
Oh, 100%.
Is spiders. Listen, hear me out.
Spiders.
Everyone thinks they're freaky looking, just like octopuses. They have 8 legs. An octopus has 8 tentacles. No, wait, is it 10? No, I'm thinking of the joke. Tentacles. Right, they have eight tentacles.
Okay.
And spiders have 8 legs.
Yes.
They gotta be from similar planets at least, because they both kind of look alike. They both can squeeze their bodies into really small places.
That's true.
And top of that, an octopus shoots what? Maybe ink or the squid does, because they're similar species.
Mm-hmm.
And then a spider shoots out web.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They rely on their body to make their home. Octopuses have that effect to change the skin texture and to change the color of their skin to whatever object that they can stick to.
Yes.
So, and a spider is really good at camouflage, really good at hiding, can make its own holes to hide in a den, make its own web. You know, they rely on their body. Compared to like us, a species of humans, we rely on each other to help build a house, to do something. We're using the resources around us instead of the resources that our body can give off, because we're not that advanced. I can't shoot shit out and make a house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, I doubt it'd be the best looking house, but it'd be something. But elsewise, we have to rely on wood, concrete, electrical stuff, you know what I mean? Even to the point where we're making it with glass, you know? But that's the thing about these pyramids. It's all the same material made out through the entire thing.
They're all pretty much,
right. So they must have, like, be able to unbound it in something, like maybe like a gravitational pull, how to adjust gravity, or be able to have a magnetic
levitation.
Field. And levitation.
Some sort of levitation.
Levitation.
You know, and I believe in that. Levitation through vibrations.
Right.
You heard that? That
through
theory?
Vibrations.
Yeah. No, but levitation through vibrations, man. I seen this one documentary. My uncle showed it to me. It's a long time ago.
Right.
But basically, a bunch of monks sat around a boulder, and they chanted, hummed, and beat drums for hours around this boulder.
Right.
And then eventually, it was like for like 3 hours. And after they stopped, they were able to push the boulder super far, like across
the
courtyard.
Like a Jedi, kind of?
Well, no. They just touched it with their hand and they pushed it. Because it's light. You know, kinetic energy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, have you ever did the rock test in like science class? It's a super simple,
super
common science test that they do all around.
Yeah, we did that.
But you just, you weigh the rock, and then you drop the rock, you throw it on the ground, then you weigh it again, and it weighs a lot less.
Well, that's the crazy thing is you think about...
It's because it activates the energy.
Well, think about computers. Mm-hmm. A flash drive, the only thing that's a flash drive is, it's just a piece of copper.
Yeah.
Because copper holds memory. So if you were to go up to a rock and you screamed as loud as you can by that rock, that the rock would also have its molecules and atoms change.
Yes.
So if you took two of the same rocks from the same area, you screamed at one and you maybe left the other one alone. If you look into and see all the small things that make up a rock into a microscope, and the pattern will be different from the other rock next to it, because the other rock was more in peace and this one was disturbed. So when we power copper with electricity, we're able to access and download data compared to, you know, maybe what was their, I think, their thing of discovering that you can download and upload data into rock. Do you see what I'm saying? If we can do that with copper, yeah, like maybe the they discover the technology to do that through a simple stone.
The transfer of energy,
yeah. So maybe that's what, exactly what
vibrations,
right? But you know what's but bothering vibrations, me.
Vibrations, sounds, you know.
What's bothering me right now?
What
is that? It kind of feels like, with this many species of aliens on Earth, that seems too peaceful. I mean, humans are at war with each other all the time. Do you think there's a war going on?
I think that there's always a war going on, and it's what's inside. Nah, man, but I definitely do, man. I think everything, like my mom always tell me, if you want to catch a glimpse of the truth, pay attention to these movies, you know? So, like, there's a bunch of movies that come out with secret little just wars
shows,
here
shows.
With battles with aliens and all this stuff all over the country, all over the world. Right. So I believe, they put it in your face.
Oh, they do.
I think that, yeah.
And
they,
because
that
we're,
meant,
we're getting
there's
more and
definitely
more
a man
in
black.
In
I don't care what nobody says. There's a man in black.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely a man in black. They don't call themselves the men in black.
Oh, well, they...
But
we
they have...
Do.
We have... Yes. That's what we call them.
Yeah, but there's definitely...
And you see them around, you know something is going down, too.
Yeah. But to be real, it only makes sense. How could you possibly believe that we are the only species here in this planet and within this universe?
No, you can't. That's a selfish theory.
I think we're the only ones here.
We can't be the human.
So right. Homo sapien.
Right.
To think that way.
I know. there's so much more out there that we're still discovering.
And this is like one of the the only livable planets in this atmosphere, in this universe,
In our solar system.
In our solar system.
Right.
It would only make sense that other people would be here or other species would be here.
Right. It would make sense. I mean, they think, or they look at us, look at the Neanderthal compared to the human. Yeah. And they say that the Neanderthals, you know, they only lived to about 50 years old, while the humans back then were living to be 70, 80 years old. And they think that part of the reason why humans have been growing over time is that the Neanderthals have slowly adapted and evolved with the humans, that now that we're all humans. But now, as we see the species grow, we're realizing that we're more broad-shouldered and tougher now and more ape-like because of the Neanderthals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there are too many features between humans and apes.
Oh, yeah.
That realize, because, you know, we humans did not come from apes, because if that's the case, apes would not have been around.
Yes.
They wouldn't be around today. So we had a common ancestor that we shared with, you know, chimpanzees and all these other apes, is because they all have what that we have?
Thumbs.
Right. That we have opposable thumbs. They do. The only things that's freaking me out that I still can't get my head wrapped around is a raccoon.
Oh.
Do they got thumbs?
That's a good question.
Right. That's what
flows. They do have thumbs.
That's the other alien species, man.
That's what these movies. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy, man.
Homo sapiens.
Homo sapiens.
Guardians of the Galaxy. There's a raccoon in there.
Yeah.
You know what also is like a good movie that I feel gives you a little glimpse is Green Lantern. When you go to the core and you see all those different kind of alien types.
Yeah.
And if you've ever looked at, like, because they have that online. I've seen, like, a scale of the kind of aliens that they say are here.
Think about that.
And one of them are bugs.
Insect. Definitely.
An insectoid, insect type.
Look at the praying
alien
mantis.
Rex.
The praying mantis
is definitely
freaky looking bug.
That's scary.
So freaky. If one flew on me, I think I would drop dead from a heart attack.
Yo, praying mantis too. They eat birds.
Dude, they eat small animals. They eat rats, squirrels.
Yeah.
They're fucking vicious, motherfuckers.
They're vicious. And once they eat, they don't stop until they're done. They're eating the whole thing.
it's survival. They have to eat the whole thing to understand.
How funny,
they don't
man.
Know when their next meal is going to be.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
So and what blows my mind is they don't live for very long.
No, they don't.
They don't live as long as... So maybe that's why they can only go up to a certain level of intelligence, is that they don't live as long as humans.
So, oh, another one. Bigfoot, right?
Right.
Has to be an alien, right?
Do you think Bigfoot's in Antarctica?
I think, well, the Yeti.
The Yeti?
The maybe Yeti.
Is that, that's like a different species
I think
of
it's,
the Bigfoot?
Yes, it's that's like the cousin. The Bigfoot's black, the Yeti's white. But you know what I'm saying? I think, there's been too many sightings, right?
Yeah.
Too many reports all over the world of these kind of, animals or species or whatever. I believe that they're an alien race, honestly.
Yeah, no, they
Whether
got
it's
to be. They
Bigfoot, got to be. The Yetis, I believe they've been here long, long
there's
before
also,
us.
There's also the theory
there's
that
definitely a community of them.
There's also the theory that they are also time.
Time travelers,
or
they've been here forever.
Dimensional travelers. Yeah,
I've heard that too.
Right, so they're jumping dimensions. So throughout, that's the reason why we have sightings, but not findings, is because when they see us, they can jump through a different dimension or different time, and live throughout the timeline, or jumping from dimension to dimension. So it's like mind blowing to think why are there millions of sightings of Bigfoot, but yet there's no findings. Like maybe scientists have found similar bones,
or maybe the government's hiding them. They have a peace treaty, right?
For real, they say maybe you can live in our wilderness.
You can live over here,
right? But if we see you, you gotta get out of here.
Yeah,
man. You gotta go.
You can go live in Yellowstone.
Right, we'll shoot you because that's how humans are. If they don't like something or see
something
that's not normal,
they're scared. They're gonna kill it.
We always whip out the guns. Man.
I don't know what it is. So I'm scared. I'm gonna kill it.
Someone shoot that thing.
Pew pew pew.
Oh man, this is fun. Yeah. All right. Well, so we're gonna go ahead and end it tonight. But let's just remind you about the thing you have going on with the PSL Smoke Shop.
So remind you guys, PSL Smoke and Vape. You come in, you say Homo Sapiens Podcast, you will get 10% off.
And then if you yell it,
you follow us, you listen to these episodes, you're gonna get 20% off. All right.
That's a lot, man. Najee, thank you, my Homo sapien.
My Homo sapien brother. Hey, man, let's end it the way we started, man. Drop that beat, Joe Timberland.
There we go.
Drop that beat. Woo.